Incoming audio communication from the digital revolution. Please stand by.
Welcome to the digital revolution with Jim Kunkel. This is Jessica, the AI producer of this podcast. Jim and I greatly appreciate you listening to this episode. We also appreciate everyone who follows and or subscribes to this podcast. If you're not following or a subscriber, we hope that after this episode, we'll gain you as a follower or subscriber. Jim will be covering another important aspect of digital transformation, data architecture. Okay, time for me to turn this episode over to Jim. Jim, take it away.
Today's podcast is on how data architecture and technology support AI for digital transformation. In the realm of digital transformation, data architecture and technology play pivotal roles in enabling the successful adoption of artificial intelligence. As businesses strive to harness AI's full potential, they must build robust data foundations that fuel innovation. Welcome to the Digital Revolution Podcast. Jim Kunkel here, and I'm your host. This podcast series explores the latest trends and insights in digital transformation. Also, you'll get discussions on how businesses can leverage digital technologies to drive growth, improve customer experience, and stay ahead of the competition. Our guests will include industry experts, thought leaders, and business executives who have successfully navigated the digital landscape. Join me as I dive into topics such as artificial intelligence, big data, cloud computing, cybersecurity, and more. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes where I'll share practical tips and strategies for your digital transformation journey. Let's first talk about data architecture, then toss in technology into the mix and close out the episode talking about how data architecture and technology play pivotal roles in enabling the successful adoption of artificial intelligence. Data architecture is a fundamental concept in the world of data management. Let me delve into the details. Definition: data architecture describes how data is managed throughout its lifecycle, from collection to transformation, distribution, and consumption. It serves as a blueprint for data flow within a business, ensuring that data is organized, secure, and accessible. Business requirements drive the design of data architecture, guiding data architects and engineers in defining data models and underlying structures. Key aspects: data flow. Data architecture outlines how data moves through storage systems. It's foundational for data processing and AI applications. Business-driven. It aligns with business needs such as reporting or data science initiatives. Emerging technologies. Modern data architectures accommodate new data sources, for example, Internet of Things, while ensuring manageability and usefulness. Avoiding redundancy. Good data architecture minimizes redundant data storage. Data quality. It improves data quality through cleansing and deduplication. Integration. Modern architectures break down data silos by integrating data across domains. Cloud adoption. Many leverage cloud platforms for data management and processing. Let's talk about data models. Conceptual data models. These are high-level views of system, content, organization, and business roles. Logical data models provide more detail about concepts and relationships, indicating data attributes and relationships, and physical data models. They specify actual database implementation, including table structures, indexes, and performance considerations. Now, for characteristics of modern data architecture, you have cloud native. The benefits from elastic scaling and high availability. And you also have robust data pipelines. These combine intelligent workflows, cognitive analysis, and scalability. And scalability handles rising data volumes and supports AI training. Integration across domains breaks down data silos without centralizing everything, and leveraging cloud platforms enables rapid data processing tasks. To sum up all that I just covered, data architecture ensures that data flows efficiently, meets business needs, and supports informed decision-making. As I've been mentioning, data architecture plays a crucial role in managing a business's data effectively. Let me provide an example to illustrate its practical application. This example is an e-commerce platform data architecture. The first part of it is business context. You want to imagine an e-commerce company that sells a wide range of products online. And the company collects data from various sources, including customer orders, inventory, website interactions, and marketing campaigns. Number two, the data needs. The company needs to track inventory levels, process customer orders, analyze customer behavior for personalized recommendations, optimize marketing efforts, and finally, ensure data security and compliance. Number three, components of the data architecture. Let's talk about data sources. First is customer orders. These are online transactions. Inventory management system. Website analytics. This is going to be clickstream data. Marketing databases. And finally, third-party APIs. This could be payment gateways, shipping providers, and other third-party providers. Now, for data storage and processing, cloud-based data warehouses, for example, Amazon, Redshift, Google, BigQuery, or Snowflake, well, they store structured and semi-structured data, and this enables efficient querying and reporting. Scales as data volumes grow. Data lakes, for example, Amazon S3, Google Cloud Storage, and stores raw unstructured data. This would be the logs, images, and other data. It supports data exploration and machine learning, and then it integrates with data processing framework, for example, Apache Spark. Data pipelines, they extract, transform, and load. It extracts data from various sources, such as APIs, databases, and logs. It transforms and cleanses data by converting formats and aggregating. And importantly, it loads processed data into the data warehouse. You have real-time streaming pipelines. It ingests real-time data. This could be website clicks or order updates. It processes and enriches data on the fly, and it feeds into analytic dashboards and machine learning models. Now, for data governance and security, you want to have access control policies and define who can access specific data. Ensure compliance with privacy regulations. For example, working in Europe, you have the GDPR, data catalogs, document, data lineage, metadata, and business context, and facilitate data discovery and understanding. For analytics and reporting, you have business intelligence or BI tools. Create dashboards for sales, inventory, marketing KPIs, and enable self-service reporting for business users. Machine learning models are key here. And you want to recommend personalized products based on customer behavior and predict demand and optimize inventory levels. Now, for benefits of this data architecture, the first is scalability. The cloud-based architecture scales seamlessly as the business grows. Data consistency. Centralized data storage ensures consistent information across departments. Real-time insights. These are going to be real-time pipelines that enable timely decision-making. Cost efficiency. Efficient data processing reduces storage and processing costs. And importantly, security and compliance. Access controls and data governance protect sensitive information. Remember, effective data architecture evolves with business needs and technological advancements. It's like assembling IKEA furniture. Each piece fits together to create a functional whole guided by a blueprint. Now that you have an understanding on data architecture, here is how it's critical as an enabler for successful adoption of artificial intelligence. Let's explore how it plays a pivotal role. Key aspects of data architecture and AI adoption: data collection and integration. AI models require high-quality data for training and inference. Data architecture ensures seamless integration of diverse data sources, be it structured or unstructured, real-time, historical, into a unified format. Data storage and processing. Modern data architectures leverage cloud-based data warehouses, data lakes, and distributed storage systems. These platforms handle large-scale data storage, efficient querying, and parallel processing for AI workloads. Data transformation and pre-processing. AI models demand clean, relevant data. Data architecture includes data transformation pipelines that pre-process and cleanse raw data. Data governance and security. This ensures compliance with privacy regulations. As I mentioned earlier, if you're working in Europe, you have the GDPR. It also access controls that protect sensitive data used by AI models. Scalability and performance. AI requires massive computer power, and data architecture designs scalable systems that handle increasing data volumes and model complexity. Metadata management. Metadata catalogs track data lineage, quality, and semantics. AI models benefit from well-documented metadata. And the role of technology in AI adoption. In cloud platforms, cloud providers offer stable, scalable infrastructure for AI workloads. AI practitioners can focus on model development without managing hardware. Big data technologies. Tools like Apache Spark, Hadoop, and distributed databases handle large-scale data processing. They enable parallel computation and distributed storage. Machine learning frameworks. TensorFlow, PyTorch, and Scikit Learn provide libraries for building and training AI models. Data architecture ensures seamless integration with these frameworks. Real-time data streaming. Technologies like Apache Kafka enable real-time data ingestion. Crucial for AI applications that require up-to-date information. Automated machine learning pipelines. Data architecture supports end-to-end machine learning pipelines, automating model training, evaluation, and deployment. And the benefits for a well-designed data architecture for AI: faster time to market, efficient data pipelines accelerated AI model development, improved model accuracy, high-quality data enhances model performance, cost efficiency, optimized data storage and processing reduce operational costs, and agility. Adaptable architectures accommodated changing AI requirements. So data architecture and technology form the backbone of a successful AI adoption. Businesses that invest in robust data architectures gain a competitive edge in the AI-driven landscape. In closing out this episode, remember that the fast-paced realm of artificial intelligence and machine learning, achieving success demands more than just cutting-edge algorithms. It requires a robust data architecture, a blueprint that dictates how data is organized, structured, and flows into artificial intelligence and machine learning-based systems. Without a solid foundation, even the most advanced AI models can falter. A well-designed data architecture ensures data quality, scalability, and seamless integration, allowing businesses to harness the full potential of AI for informed decision-making and competitive advantage. Before we end this episode, I'd like to answer a question that came into the digital revolution. This question is from Susan G. Susan asked, "Do you think that in the future we will still be using traditional laptop computers?" Susan, according to IT Pro, here's what they're predicting. The first thing is foldable displays. One of the most significant trends in the next decade is foldable displays. Lenovo has already demonstrated a foldable ThinkPad laptop with a 13.3-inch screen that could be used flat like a tablet or folded into a laptop position. Dell and Intel also have showcased their concepts for foldable laptops. And Microsoft's Surface Neo, although not using a flexible display, features a pair of screens hinged together like a book. Number two, smaller scale and portability. Over the next 30 years, laptops are likely to become even more smaller. Elements such as processing power, storage, and input outputs will shrink significantly. The specificity of laptops' portability will remain, but all components will be extremely compact. Number three, hybrid experiences. Laptops may continue to blur the lines between traditional computing and mobile devices. Expect seamless transitions between laptop, tablet, and smartphone modes. Touchscreens, voice assistants, and AI-driven interfaces will enhance user experiences. Number four, quantum leap innovations. Thumb laptops will defy trends and impact the industry by utilizing quantum computing advancements. Novel form factors and improved energy efficiency will shape the future also. And challenges include balancing innovation with practicality and addressing privacy concerns. And finally, number five, AI integration. Artificial intelligence will play a pivotal role. Laptops will leverage AI for personalized experience, predictive analysis, and efficient resource management. Expect smarter automation and context-aware features. In summary, while traditional laptops will continue to evolve, their core purpose, providing portable computing power, will persist. The future holds an exciting possibilities, from the mentioned foldable screens to AI-driven enhancements. Thank you, Susan, for your interesting question. If you have any questions that I can address on upcoming episodes, please email the Digital Revolution at jim@jimkunkel.com. Thank you for listening to the Digital Revolution podcast. We hope that you enjoyed our discussion on how data architecture and technology support AI for digital transformation, and that you gained some valuable insights. If you found this podcast informative, please share it with your friends and colleagues, leaving a rating and review, or follow us on social media. Your feedback is important to us, and it helps us to improve our content. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes and bonus content, where we'll continue to explore the latest trends and insights in digital transformation. Thanks again for tuning in. If you enjoyed listening to the Digital Revolution podcast, you might also want to check out our YouTube channel, Digital Revolution. Our channel features video content on digital transformation topics, including interviews with industry experts, thought leaders, and business executives. You can find a link to our YouTube channel in the description of this podcast episode. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with our latest videos and insights. Thank you for supporting the revolution.